Live from NPR News, I'm Janine Herbst. President Trump and Democratic challenger Joe Biden took part in dueling town halls tonight, held at the same time on different networks. Trump told NBC's Savannah Guthrie, now he says he will accept a peaceful transfer of power should he lose.
And then they talk about, will you accept a peaceful transfer? And the answer is yes, I will. But I want it to be an honest election, and so does everybody else.
This is people around the country participate in early voting. And as Senate Republicans rush to confirm President Trump's nominee to the Supreme Court, Joe Biden told ABC's George Stephanopoulos he's not a fan of expanding the number of justices on the Supreme Court.
I have not been a fan of court packing because I think it just generates what will happen. Whoever wins, it just keeps moving in a way that is inconsistent with what is going to be manageable.
So you're still not a fan?
Well, I'm not a fan. I didn't say it depends on how this turns out.
The separate town halls were held after Trump backed out of a debate scheduled for tonight when organizers said they would hold it virtually because the president had COVID-19. The chairman of the FCC is backing President Trump's drive to limit legal protections that shield social media companies. As NPR's Bobby Allen reports, it comes as Facebook, Twitter, and other major online platforms ramp up measures to limit reach of misinformation online.
FCC Chairman Anjit Pai says a legal shield known as Section 230 does not give social media companies, quote, special immunity. That runs counter to the view of legal scholars who say Section 230 does grant broad protections to social networks. Pai, who was appointed by Trump, says the FCC will write a rule to clarify that the law would make social media companies legally responsible for their content. Critics of the president question the timing of the announcement, coming less than 3 weeks before an election and as Trump ramps up his calls for Facebook and Twitter to be punished. It's not clear what effect the FCC rule would have, especially as Congress debates major overhauls to the law. Bobby Allen, NPR News, San Francisco.
North Carolina opened early voting today as hundreds of people waited in line. Many cities around the country are offering mail-in or drop-off ballots or the early voting. And on Election Day, November 3rd, some states have had trouble finding enough poll workers. But in Wisconsin, Governor Tony Evers said today he plans to activate the National Guard if they have a shortage of the workers.
The Guard will play a role as much as they are needed, and so hopefully we'll get those 50-some positions filled.
But the head of the state election commission says it appears the state's nearly 2,000 election workers should be able to handle the day without the Guard's help. Wall Street was lower by the closing bell, the Dow down 19 points, ending at 28,494, the NASDAQ down 54 points, the S&P 500 down 5. You're listening to NPR News. Guatemala says it will try to verify what role U.S. agents played in the deportation from Guatemala of U.S.-bound migrants. As NPR's Kerry Khan reports, U.S. lawmakers say the agents acted improperly by rounding up and deporting migrants in a foreign country.
Guatemalan government officials say they don't know much about the operation that took place in January. Guatemala's presidential spokesman says the issue is a dispute between the U.S. State Department and the Department of Homeland Security. Democrats on the Senate Foreign Relations Committee say U.S. agents stationed in Guatemala rounded up Honduran migrants and deported them. That would violate a State Department agreement with Guatemala limiting the work of DHS agents to an advisory-only role. Advocates for migrants say U.S. policy in Central America is no longer run by diplomats, but by DHS officials who are only focused on controlling migration. U.S. officials did not have comment. Kerry Khan, NPR News.
Jobless claims jumped last week to the highest level since mid-August. The Labor Department says nearly 900,000 people filed for first-time unemployment benefits. It's the 30th straight week of historically high jobless claims as the pandemic continues to hit the U.S. economy. Major companies, including Disney and United Airlines, announced layoffs in recent weeks, and more are expected in the coming weeks. Asian markets are trading higher at this hour. The Asia Dow is up about 0.1%. The Hang Seng in Hong Kong up nearly 0.5%. I'm Janine Herbst, and you're listening to NPR News.